We had our back to school breakfast with staff this morning and spent a lot of time talking about that, because this current state of the projects is going to cause us a few issues for the parents and staff and students at those two facilities. But I'll go ahead and start with Apollo. We've got an ongoing project there that kicked off as soon as school was out to add a separate cafeteria commons area, much like we have at the junior high on the east side of the building. Unfortunately, we've had some delays with some utility relocations, and we weren't able to finish that part of the driveway where parents typically would drop off and pick up their kids. And so we've got some rerouting to do, and Mr. Robertson, the new principal at Apollo, has shared that information with parents through their TeacherEase portal. We've also got an ongoing construction project on the west end of that building to add two classrooms, originally designed for pre-K students. And so all of those projects are slated to be wrapped up and finalized for the start of the 24-25 school year. Because once we're enclosed, there's actually some other things that are going to happen inside. We're going to rotate the kitchen 90 degrees to face the new cafeteria space. And so that's a piece that's got to wait until next summer when we're out of school again. And we're also going to be putting a new gym floor in there. So that tile's going to come out, and we're going to be installing a rubberized surface similar to what you see in the auxiliary gym at the YMCA. And so those are some of the things that are happening at Apollo.
And then New Boston, give us an update on that.
Sure. That project is a much larger in scope project. We're rebuilding about 30,000 square feet of classroom space. So we're essentially replacing all of the classrooms prior to the 1990 addition in that building, including the gym. So what you see right now is you see a lot of piles of dirt, a lot of footings and foundation work as the block layers and brick layers prepare to move from Apollo down to New Boston. And that'll be an ongoing project on the north side of that building all year long as we work to finish that piece probably sometime around Christmas next year, and then be able to relocate the students from their existing classrooms to those new classrooms, and then eventually finish that project by demolishing the oldest portions of the building and creating a new playground and parking lot for staff. So that's, like I say, a much larger scope project. And this was something that the board let out for bids earlier this year. It's approximately a $12.5 million project between the two campuses. And we're excited to be kicking off a lot of great things for our elementary school kids.
Now, the other thing I noticed, I see there's a earth moving type of equipment near that residential property at the junior high and elementary school campus, where I know the school district purchased that piece of property. Is that going to be cleared this year? And are they going to add some parking in that vicinity?
That's one of the uses that we've talked about for part of that space. I think the space is a lot bigger than parking that would be required, but that's one of the first ideas that we've tossed around, is some expansion for both the junior high and for the Apollo staff. As we've moved more students and more staff onto those campuses and also host some larger events there is a need for additional parking, not necessarily during the day, but certainly in the evenings when we have more parents and community members present.
So as far as ingress and egress for this school year with the construction projects going on at Apollo and New Boston, is it just I don't know how to phrase this. Patience is a virtue type of stuff, or is there any other type of communication you need to make in regards to that?
Well, patience will certainly help. We're going to have enough number of additional folks out helping direct traffic with our principals and SROs. At least for the first week or so while parents figure out how that's going to work. But we're essentially going to be pushing all parent drop-off traffic through the junior high lot And many of the Apollo parents actually dropped off at the back of the school in the past. But until we're able to restore that driveway and the parking areas on the east side, that we're going to be pushing all traffic again through the junior high parking lot. And that's information that's been shared with parents already. And like I say, we expect that to be temporary and to be wrapped up before the end of September.